Okay, Yashikoyach to everyone for coming out, even though they're filming a TV show in the Heights, but to see the priorities to come and learn Torah, it's really wonderful. Yashikoyach, thank you. Parashas Truma begins a sequence in the Chumash, it's page 444, it begins a sequence in the Chumash that talks about the Mishkan, and I think what we'll do is we'll just go through, again, like we do often, we'll just go through the psukim with the Rashis and make a few comments, and hopefully we'll see certain things that we have not seen beforehand. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar, so far so good. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yikchu li truma, me'ez ko isha sheyidvenu libo tikchu es trumasi. Speak to b'nei Yisrael to take v'yikchu li, they should take for me teruma. From every person who desires, you should take the truma, and this is the truma that they take, and then the Torah lists the following items, zahav, kesef, nechoshes, etc. That's what they should take. And va'asoli mikdash shachanti b'socham is like the end of this sequence, in the sense of, you know, you should take these items and then build a mishkan, or a mikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will live in it. This that I've showed you, the Tavnis HaMishkan, Tavnis Kol Kelev, the form of the Mishkan, the form of the Kelim, that's what you should do. End of the sequence. Now, a few problems, right? A few problems. Problem one, the Torah says, take Truma and then build a Mikdash. It would make more sense for Chaora to reverse the order. No? First, you got to tell me why I'm doing all of this, so that right, you're a president of the shul, former president of the shul, right? So to say, people, I want everyone to donate. Why? Like pachimu. Hey, why should you donate? So it would make more sense if I say, oh, we're going to build a mikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu resign the mikdash, and that's why you should donate. That gives them the motivation, right? So that is one question. Question two. The Torah is speaking about each individual that me'ez ko isha sheyedvenu libo, everyone can give whatever they want. Right? So then how come the Torah lists the items that they give? L'cha'ora, right? Let's say I want to donate my iPhone to the mikdash. So, presumably, that would be an acceptable donation. Now, whatever I want to donate, I could donate. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to tell us, right, the list of things? That's the next kasha. So, I'm not sure what the answers to these questions are, but I saw in the Sefer Chavatzelas HaSharon, I like him. This Rabbi Karlbach, he has like lumdish pieces on the Parashios, he develops some elegant ideas. So he puts in the Malbim that the Malbim suggests that they could not donate whatever they wanted. If I want to donate an iPhone, I can't. It's only these items, Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshes, etc. Now, in this sense, I think this is like a complete change of our perspective. Because usually we think of Parshas Truma as discussing what we would call Kodshei Bedekabayis, no? Mm-hmm. There's Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Bedekabayis. I could donate an animal to the Mikdash, right? And the animal becomes holy itself. And there's Kodshei Bedekabayis, which is I could give something to the Mikdash, and the Mikdash will sell it and get the money to do whatever it needs with that money, no? So we usually think of Parshas Truma as being Kodshei Bedekabayis, but it's not true. Because it's only giving those items for the construction of the Mishkan, no? This is not regular Kodshei Bedekabayis. Haraya, Kodshei Bedekabayis only makes sense after you have a bank account, after you have a bias. Over here, these are donations to build the Mishkan. And only these items could be donated. Nothing else. So far, so good? maybe in a few minutes we'll kind of inhale on this. Take it slow, obviously. But in a few minutes, maybe we'll develop this more. Good. Weiter. Let's learn the Rashi's now. Right? Hashem speaks to Moshe, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yikchu li truma. Now, what's the problem with the words v'yikchu li truma? They should take for me. So there's two problems, no? One problem is, if you would write a book, you would say they should give, not they should take. Nachon, isn't that a problem? And also, what's the li?
To me.
Give it to God. But God is speaking. Right? Wouldn't it be understood that, of course, they're giving it towards God? Maybe. It's something to think about. Oh. Zot Rashi, v'yichu li truma li l'shmi. Right? Now, the li l'shmi means that the donations... What? Please. Yeah. Here we have... We're just going through, just beginning the parasha. But what Rashi's commenting on v'yichu li truma, you should take truma. So the first question is, it should be give, not take. And Rashi says, li means l'shmi, l'shma. You have to give it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to have the right purpose. Now, probably what Rashi means is as follows. I think the Mizrahi, it's on page 444. I think the Mizrahi has the comment that usually when I say, you should give me something, that means give me something I don't have, correct? L'Hashem ha'aretz u'maloa. Everything already belongs to the Ribbono shel Olam. So what do you mean, give it to me, right? It's already mine. So that's why Rashi says it has to be done l'shma, which probably means as follows. You know, I could donate to tzedakah. Right? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, let's say I give tzedakah, al menas sheyichye b'ni. Right? If I give tzedakah with an ulterior motive, people do this all the time, no? Like if you read the Yated and the Hamodiah, people all the time are giving tzedakah because the Gedolim said this is a segula for X, Y, and Z. Right? They're not necessarily giving the tzedakah because, right? They're doing it because they want to benefit themselves. Right? Amanashi Yichya B'ni. Right? I want my child to live. I want to get a shidduch. I want to get parnasa. People give tzedakah for ulterior. Zuck the Gemara, that's okay. How is it tzedek gomor? Right? But when it comes to the donations to the Mishkan, it had to be purely for the Ribbono shel Olam. That's what Rashi means by li l'shmi. Now, some say the pshat is like this. I don't know if you'll like this because this is a little bit too lumdish, but I'll say it anyway because I'm also allowed to have fun in life. The Gemara in when I was about to get married, I spoke to my wife about maybe modifying the wedding ceremony. And what do I mean by modifying the wedding ceremony? I like to have some fun. You know, the Gemara speaks about how I could marry a woman with kelev ratz achareha, that there's like a dog chasing her, and then you chase the dog away, so the hana'ah that you chase the dog away, that could count as a wedding. And I thought this would be so much more fun. I thought this would be so much more fun than a normal wedding, because, you know, wouldn't that be exciting? Like a dog is chasing, and I would think that would be a lot of fun. But another option the Gemara has in Kiddushin for a funny type of wedding, right? It's amazing that this hasn't caught on in like the more liberal circles. You know, usually the man gives, the way halacha works, that the man gives the kesek kedushin to the woman, right? The Gemara speaks about kedushin by an adam chashuv. Let's say the chassan is such a chashuv person that he never receives gifts. And if she gives him a gift and he receives it, the hana'ah that she receives, that this chashuv person took a gift, that's as if she got something. right? She gives it to him, but it's, right? It's really, she's receiving. So some of the Mepharshim say,
it's better to give than receive, though. Like that, maybe that's fine.
Okay. But I mean, that wouldn't that be an amazing like wedding ceremony? And like, you know, everyone would think like you're reform or something. Right? It's Gemara Kedushin, Daf Zayin, it works. Maybe that's the pshat, though. Maybe V'gikhuli Truma, we take in the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so chashav. It's much more than the Adam chashav in that Gemara in Kedushin. If the Ribbono Shel Olam decides to accept our gifts, so that means it's not that God is getting and we're giving, we are getting. We are getting Hana'ah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took our donations. That, I think, is the Pshat and Rashi. Good? Let's go on. I want to make a few other points. V'yikholi truma. Rashi translates the word truma. How do we usually translate truma? How does Artsko translate it? Artsko cheats over here. A portion. That's what Artsko says. But usually, what does truma sound like? Something that's elevated, no? Something that you lift up, to be meirim. Rashi is saying that truma means hafrasha, something that you separate. Right? Rashi, by the way, translates the word vayikach in a few places as meaning just to separate, to go to a different area. Vayikach Korach. Right? What did Korach take? So Rashi writes here, the beginning of Korach. Where's Korach? Vayikach Korach. So Rashi writes, Korach takes himself to go to a different side. He moves over. Separating is lekicha, according to Rashi. Taking doesn't really mean taking. Rashi, I think, in the older versions of Rashi, this is all one deeper hamaskal. V'yichu li lilish mi truma hafrasha. The word yichu means separate. Rashi is not commenting that truma means hafrasha. Rashi is saying it, v'yikach means to separate, no? Just like v'yikach Korach means Korach separated himself, here also v'yicholi truma. I think that might be the pshat again. I don't know. Now, yidvenu libo means that you want to give a donation. Rashi comments it's lashon nidava, right? V'hu lashon ratzon tov. And by the way, there's how do you read that old French word in Rashi? There's like one of those times that like English speakers have an easier chance of hopping the Rashi. Present, Balaz. You see that?
Uh-huh.
That's present. I mean, it's a French word, probably a présent, which is a present or something. Right? Not that I know any French. But the point is, someone who has ratzon tov, who wants to do what's right, that is yidvenu libo. Okay, let's just talk about this next Rashi, tikhuas trumasi. Amar Rabbi Senu, gimo trumos amuros kan. The word truma appears three times in these parashios. There's truma here, yichuli truma, tikhuas trumasi, bezos hatruma asher tikhu meyitam. The word truma is three times in the first three psukim. Other mefarshim comment that what Rashi refers to is like the word truma here in the beginning kisisa, whatever it is, but the word truma appears three times. And Rashi says, achas truma spekol agugol shenasu mehem ha'adonim, kemoshe mefurash be'ela pukude. Right? One truma is the bekol agugol, so they gave a shekel per person that they used to make the adonim, the sockets that they put the mishkan beams into. Next, achas trumas hamizbeach bekol agogos lekupos luknos mehem kabanos tzibur. Another truma is also a shekel, a chatzi shekel, a bekol agogolas to purchase karbanos for the community. Veachas trumas hamishkan nidvas kol echad veechad, and the other one is the donations over here. Meaning, zakt Rashi, there are three types of trumas. The first and second truma is really that everyone is giving the same thing. The third truma is over here, where people could give their own, whatever they want, like we mentioned before, within these categories, Zov, Kesef, Nechoshes. But you don't have to give the same chatzi shekel that everyone is giving. You can have some of your own personality come out, no? Okay. So Zion, very nice. Of these three Trumas, I remember one year in Yeshiva, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichrono Livracha, came Parshas Truma. So when he gave the Parshas here in Yeshiva, he spoke about how Truma, in the sense of Nidvas Lev, what I want to do, makes much more sense about the Truma in this Parsha. The Matzis HaShekel that we all have to give, and the Mishnayos and Shkolim speak about how Bezdin would come and take it away from me if I don't give it. That's not Nediva slave. That doesn't show my Ratzon to do the right thing. No? It's this Truma that's the most Truma of all Trumas. Okay. Now, then Rashi comments, Yud Gimel Devarim Ha'amurim Ba'inyan Kulam Hutzuchu Lemleches HaMishkan Ola Bigdei Kehuna Kishetidaktek Bahem. The 13 things that it says are all necessary to build the Mishkan and for Bigdei Kehuna. A beautiful Rashi. What's the problem with Rashi? So let's count. Ready? This will take fingers and toes. Okay, Zahav Kesef Nechosha. So far that is 3. Techeles, argamon, blue wool, purple wool, tola ashani, red wool, sheish is linen, izim are goats. Oros elim adamim are skins that are dyed red. Oros techashim, skins of the tachash, so far that's 10. Atzei shitim is 11. Shemen lama'ar, 12. Bisamim l'shemen ha'mishcha v'lektaris ha'samim. The spices, 13. Avnei Shoham, Avnei Miluim. That is 15. But Habicha Problem, that's French, right? I got a problem because Rashi says 13. So what's going on here? So which ones don't we count? Now, anything that you're going to say, I don't know anything, but most of the things that you'll say are possibilities in the Mefarshim of Rashi. And I think as we go into it, maybe we will see something interesting. Okay, which ones do you want to take out? We have 15, we got to knock it down to 13. Rashi says only 13 count. Anyone want to take a stab at it, or I have to make some suggestions? What, remember in Sesame Street as a kid, one of these things is not like the others. Okay, so which things are not like the others? So one approach is that Avnei Shoham and Avnei Miluim are different than the others. Right, the Psukim later on say that the Nesi'im brought the Avnei Shoham and Avnei Miluim, no? It wasn't brought by the regular Jews, it was brought by the Nesi'im, which means that the Nesi'im said, you know what, we're going to wait and see what is not brought, and we'll fill in the end. It's like the person who's like looking at the Mishnayos list from the shul for the Zayin Adar Siyam. Whatever's left at the end, I'll take it, right? So Chazal are very critical of the Nesi'im for that. So it could be that Avnei Shoham and Avnei Miluim are different than the others in that they were not brought by the rest of Klal Yisrael, these were brought by the Nesi'im. That's one Mahalach and Rashi. If you want to know who says it, I don't know. The Sefer HaZikaron says that, I think.
But were they superfluous? Rashi seems to imply that those 13 were what was essential.
Rashi says that what?
The 13 is maybe a misunderstanding.
So there are 13...
Are what, essential or
needed? Well, there are 13 things that are necessary to build the Mishkan and to make the Big Day Kahuna. Avni Shayim and Avni Mulam are also necessary, but apparently because you need them for the Eifod and the Choshen, right? But because the Avnei Shoham and the Avnei Miluim were not brought by ordinary Jews, it was brought by the Nesi'im, that's why maybe they are different.
But they're not less necessary.
They are as necessary, but it's almost, They're set apart in some ways because it's not something that kol isha sheyidvenu libo brought. It's not from every yid, it's from just these Jews. That could be one pshat.
What? Maybe like there's a limit to those. Like you only need X amount of
Ahad Nishalam,
X amount of
Ahad Nishalam. Okay, Enochanami. What's interesting is there was probably a limit on everything. Because the Mishkan's a certain size. So how much silver do I need for the Mishkan?
Like Kosha needs two, you know.
Right, so you only need those number of stones. It's much more limited than the others.
Right,
that could be.
To build the walls, you needed tons of
light. You need tons of gold, tons of silver. Right, lots of wool. Right, it could be that's the pshat. Others suggest that the thing that the wool, techelas, argoman, and tola'as shani, are really three different types of wool. No? Blue wool, purple wool, red wool. No? Now, usually, you would say, it's wool! Right? Blue, red, purple are all colors of wool, but it's the same wool. So one could argue that those three things count as one, and then we have 13. That could be the pshat also. But there's another pshat that actually leads into a little bit of halacha / lumdis. Shemen lamo'or and besomim l'shemen hamishcha. Were these things necessary to build the Mishkan? Oil. I don't think oil is necessary to build the Mishkan. Oil is not necessary to build a menorah. Oil is necessary to light a menorah. It's like the avoda, no? The pasuk doesn't say animals to bring karbanis. Oil l'cha'ora is the equivalent of the animal, no? It's something that you do in the Mishkan. B'samim l'shem en ha-mishcha is also something that you do in the Mishkan. You use this shem en ha-mishcha with the spices. One could argue that these are not necessary for the construction of the Mishkan. Now, it is possible that they are necessary for the construction of the Mishkan just in the halachic sense that shem en ha-mishcha is necessary to put the oil on the kalim so that the kalim can be used. You're not allowed to just go to the 10-cent store and buy a utensil and use it in the Mishkan. You have to anoint it with the shemen. So the Mishicha, Mishichasan, right? Mikadshasan. So maybe the pshad is that it is necessary. And maybe the Shemen Lama'or is also necessary, because the Gemara tells us that when you build a new Mishkan, a new Beis HaMikdash, the first avoda has to be lighting the menorah. No? That's what Chanukah's about, no? You can't just start the day by, right, you can't just build a new Beis HaMikdash and, oh, we'll do Lechem HaPodim first. No. You gotta start with menorah. Hadlokas HaMenorah's gotta be first. So maybe, because Hadlokas HaMenorah is like the beginning of using this place, maybe it's part of the construction. However, intuitively, I think we would say that Shemen Lamo'ar and Besom L'Shemen HaMishcha are different than the others. So far, so good? This is actually important, L'Halacha, no? The Gemara in Shabbos, the Mishnah in Shabbos on Daf Tzadi Beis, says that if you want to violate the Isser of carrying on Shabbos. Now, I don't know why anyone would want to violate the Isser of carrying on Shabbos, but there's such an individual. He or she wants to violate the Isser of carrying on Shabbos. So the Gemara says you have to carry the way normal people carry. Normal people carry in their hand. Normal people carry on their head sometimes. Remember when I was in Kishinev for that summer, every morning, like when we were traveling from the city out to the camp, there's like a whole line of Russian women with like baskets of fruit on their head going into town to sell their fruit in the market. Do you remember this as a kid?
I'll be honest, I do not. Maybe it was different in Moscow.
Okay, could be. But carrying on the head is also a normal way to carry. Carrying on your shoulder, not normal. No? Carrying in your elbow, not normal. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, so...
I have to carry on their shoulders pocketbooks and their
bags. Right, so that's interesting. And you have to figure out whether these halachas are societally determined or not. But it's not normal to like have a pen on my shoulder.
It's not normal to have a pen.
A parrot is normal to have on your shoulder.
But you don't really have a pen on your head. Maybe in Russia they have. If you go down Times Square, you
no one has something on there. Okay. But the Mishnah discusses that you're only chayav for carrying the normal way to carry. Great. Now, in that context, Rashi over there disagrees with a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, and Rashi quotes this from Rav Haigon. You see, Rashi says that you're chayav for carrying normally. If it's not normal, you're not chayav. End of conversation. And you base it on the way normal people carry, and maybe you look in every society, like you were suggesting, fine. Reb Haigon, however, says, no. You have to look at what they did in the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, they would carry, right, b'somim, shemen ha-mishcha, shemen la-ma'ar, one in this hand, one over here. Rashi, over there, quotes in the Yerushalmi, Reb Haigon, this whole cheshbin about the way they carried. Now, comes along the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal was the Avni Nezer in the Sacha Trevor Rebbe, in his Sefer on Shabbos. The Eglei Tal suggests that maybe there's a fundamental machlaikis over here between Rashi and the Rav Haigon. When I derive all the malachos on Shabbos, there are 39 malachos, and I derive them from the Mishkan. Do I derive them from the construction of the Mishkan? Or do I derive them from avodos that were done in the Mishkan?
Construction, no?
So usually we think it's the construction of the Mishkan, no? But Reb Haigon is saying we're learning from the oil and the besamim. That means Reb Haigon is saying we learn from the avoda that was done in the Mishkan. That's what the Eglei Tal suggests. And there are huge nafkaminas, no? There's a discussion in Shabbos about what the Av Malacha is, right? So the Mishnah lists Ofe as the Av Malacha, no? But really it's Bishul, right? So the Gemara answers, Tana Sidura de Pascha Nugget. Question, right? That really means that Bishul, push comes to shove, is the Av. But the Mishnah calls it Ofe. Is Ofe also an Av Malacha? Now, if you want to know, are there any nafgaminas between being an Av or being a Tolda, that's already advanced Talmud. But according to the Rav Haigon, that I learned from what was done in the Mishkan, baking was done in the Mishkan. No, they baked lechem haponim. They didn't really cook much in the Mishkan. Cooking was done to build the Mishkan. They had to cook the spices, the dyes, in order to dye the wool. That's part of the construction of the Mishkan. So there is a huge discussion in the introduction of the Eglei Tal as to whether we are learning from the construction of the Mishkan or from the stuff that was done in the Mishkan. That whole assumption would be saying that the Shemen Lamo'er and the Besom LeShemen HaMishcha are not part of the 13. If, however, you take the other possibilities that we had, that they are part of the 13, so Rav Haigon has to be correct that we're also learning from what was done in the Mishkan. Again, there is much more to say about this point, but let me just do one more thing, because it's fun. What is the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash? So you're going to think I'm crazy. Right? What are you talking about? It's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. So first of all, there are some who assume that there's no mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, no? We say in the Tefillah of Nachem, on Tisha B'Av, that Ki Ato Hashem, Ba'esh Ato Asad Levnosa, that the Midrash Tanchuma writes that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from Shemayim in fire. That means, amazingly, that there's no mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. You know, this that they teach you in nursery school, right? That you do a mitzvah and you're adding a brick to the Shemayim, right? The Beis HaMikdash. So that's actually a way of getting out of it, no? Because the simple reading of that statement, that Rashi has a Masechah Shavuos, that statement that we say in Nachem, that the Beis HaMikdash will come down, is there's no mitzvah for us to build the Beis HaMikdash. God will bring it down. There's supposed to be a mitzvah for us to build it. So that's why in nursery school they tell you that whenever you do a mitzvah, you're adding a brick. No?
There's a mitzvah for us to physically build the Beis HaMikdash.
Well, most assume that there's a mitzvah for us to physically build the base of mitzvah. That's what the Rambam paskins.
Really? I just know it's a mitzvah to do mitzvahs, and then doing mitzvahs brings with mitzvahs. I never heard that, like, you're supposed to build. Because, like, when would you build it? Then you spring.
So the Rambam writes that on this pasuk, "Va'asuli mikdash v'shachati b'sochon," the Rambam misses Essay Chaf, says it's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a mitzvah, says the Rambam, not only to build the Beis HaMikdash, but to build the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash.
They're starting to do that.
So there is this place called Machon HaMikdash. You walk on the steps down toward the Kotel. You'll see like a menorah. And they say that they're building it, Emir Tashem, B'mehera V'yamin, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and they'll light that menorah, and it's going to be gavadik, and they're building that to use, no? Because you're not allowed to build an imitation menorah, no? Nah, it's awesome, right? I don't know what our heter is. I've actually been thinking about this. There's a 7-pronged menorah right behind my seat in the shul. That's really, like, not so good. I'm thinking of, like, unscrewing a light bulb. To make it like 6-pronged.
Oh, actually, yeah.
Right, you know what? Will the show board be upset with me for this? Who cares?
Well, most probably not those.
Huh?
Most of them probably will not those.
But the Gemara said, the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. That means that we have to do it. The Rambam writes that one of the tafkidim, one of the roles of Melech HaMashiach, is Melech HaMashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash. And that's how we're going to know he's real. When he builds the Beis HaMikdash. No? Okay, great. And the Rambam says that part of the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash is the mitzvah to build Kalim. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. The Ramban writes that Ein HaKalim Chelek Me HaMikdash, no? The Ramban says there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. Yes. But there's no mitzvah to build the kelim, or it's a separate mitzvah to build the kelim. Because when I build a house, right, you could buy a house, and the assumption is you don't get furniture in the house that you buy, no? If you don't get furniture in the house, you have to stipulate that you want the furniture.
Furniture, like the whole point of the house is for this, not like the furniture is added to the house.
So the Rambam would say the whole point of the furniture is for the mizbeach, menorah, right?
Which one to build first?
The machlokas between Moshe and Bezalel, good. The Gemara at the end of Brachas, the machlokas Moshe and Bezalel. That's obviously part of this. But the Rambam holds that a Beis HaMikdash is fundamentally a Beis Avoda. It's a place to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, to bring karbanis, to have a menorah, and therefore that is the bias. The bias with the kelim, that's the mitzvah. The Ramban, however, says that the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan, is a continuation of the Hashras HaShchina on Maimed Har Sinai. No? The Ramban opens Parshas Truma with like a little sod, a little secret, which is that the Mishkan is the continuation of Hashem's presence that appeared on Har Sinai. That means it's not about us doing stuff, it's about Hashem appearing to us. No? So for the Ramban, a Mishkan without a menorah mizbeach is still significant. For the Rambam, meaningless. So far, so good.
You're not differentiating between Mishkan and
Beis HaMikdash. Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, I'm assuming is all the same, although in my I do have a shtickle Torah that there might be a little difference, but that's like not for now. In my Novi Shirim, in the 5th parak of Malachim, I developed the whole idea that maybe Mikdash and Mishkan is a slightly different mitzvah, but not for now. Oh. Let's go weiter. The Rambam paskins that men and women have a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. Now everyone and their uncle and aunt jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels and say, one second, there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, and men and women have to do it, but it's a mitzvah sesei shazman grema, no? Because I can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov, I'm not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night. So some say it's like a technical problem, no? It's a technical problem. Like, it's muktzah with the tzedakah, it's an iser boneh, so maybe that doesn't make a mitzvah shazman grama, but ain't binyan Beis HaMikdash b'layla is a problem. The Gemara in Shavuos Tesvav teaches us ubiyom hakimas hamishkan that the Mishkan is built biyom napalayla. If it's not built balayla, that makes it like a mitzvah esei shasman grama. So everyone asks on the Rambam, dear Maimonides, what on earth are you talking about? How come women are obligated in the midst of binyan beis hamikdash when you can't do it at night? So you know the teretz? I'll tell you the teretz. The teretz is that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash includes the kalim. When I can't build the mikdash at night, I can't build the structure at night. But the kalim I can build at night. The women were involved. It's like a Befit Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis in his Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak points out it's a Beferish Pasuk that women build the Mishkan. No?
The Kiyar.
That the Kiyar came from Maros Hatzovos. And also, the Pasuk says that the women Tovu Esaizim. Right? They did like the weaving on. The women did it! Right? So it's. But the Rambam holds that because Kalim is part of the Mikdash, so therefore women build the Kalim, and therefore even though I can't build the Mikdash at night, it's not a mitzvah seseh shazman grama, because you can build the Mikdash at night, build a Kiyar at night, build a Mizbeach at night. And that's also building a mikdash, according to the Rambam.
Sorry, how do we know that we can't build the Mishkan at night?
Ubiyom hakim es hamishkan. Biyom v'lo b'layla. The Mishkan you have to put up at night. Shavuos das Tetzvav, yeah.
So, but that's a Gemara then. So that Gemara implies that the Kalim are not part of the Mishkan then, right?
For this detailed purpose, it's not. That one halacha, it's not part of it, but for the Rambam, the whole purpose of a Mishkan is to do avoda. This Isser that we mentioned before, that you're not supposed to make a menorah the same as the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, you can't make a seven-pronged menorah. Reb Oyashev actually famously said, you know, everyone asks the kasha, how come Chanukah is 8 days? Right, it was only 7 days. So Rabbi Yashiv famously said that if Chanukah would be 7 days, we'd all be in violation of the Isra of making a seven-pronged menorah.
The details of the menorah are so complex.
So some say, so the question is, what's the Isra of building a menorah? The Pashto says it means anything that would be kosher b'diyeved as a menorah. The kaftorim and the prachim and the all that fancy stuff. Now, it's not ma'akev in the menorah.
Hashem actually had to show Moshe what it looks like.
It's Nachon, but you could build a menorah. The Gemara actually speaks about how the Chashmon Na'im, they took like plain pieces of metal, and they made a menorah out of that, no? A makeshift menorah. That's also kosher. You don't need the fancy stuff. Now, what's the reason why it's usher to make a menorah that's similar to the menorah? So the Rambam writes that it's an Isser of Mora HaMikdash. You're supposed to have fear of the Beis HaMikdash, and part of having fear is that it should be something different. If we'd have one in every house, that would not, we wouldn't have the same awe of Mora HaMikdash. So the Rambam holds that I'm not allowed to build a menorah like the menorah, because that would be Mora HaMikdash.
Is that the same reason why we can't have a private mizbeach?
So this is not to have a private mizbeach, it's a shchut echutz. The Torah says I can't be, once Yerushalayim was chosen, you can't be makriv wherever you want. There were times in history that we could build a mizbeach in our backyard and offer karbanos to Hashem. We can't do that anymore.
I'm saying, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you were not allowed.
Correct.
But for a different reason, you're saying.
Because it's, once there's a Beis HaBechira, once there's a place that's chosen, v'hayyamokum asher yivcha Hashem alokecha, so then you're not allowed to. Lo suchal lizboach b'sharecha. You can't just offer karbanos wherever you want. There's kiyum b'makom asher yivchar Hashem. Only in that place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, only there. Sham ta'ala
olosecha. So can't that same logic be applied to all the other kiyum?
So, I'm not sure. I mean, the iser, you see, there's an iser of shchutei chutz. The Isser isn't to build a mizbeach. If I'd want to have a mizbeach in my backyard and never use it, that's okay. The Isser is just a sacrifice on that Mizbeach, no?
I see.
Really, it's totally fine to build a Mizbeach.
Are you going to quote me?
No, I'm just saying.
I see a shul activity coming
the
up.
Thing, the thing to do would be to do it. You only build a Mizbeach.
Because you're going to use it, right? I mean, to build a Mizbeach just to have it, like, kind of doesn't serve the purpose. But the point is, for the Rambam, the Isser of having a menorah with seven prongs, that Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Gimel, that's an Isser of Mora HaMikdash, because the menorah is a chelak of the Mikdash. The Ramban, however, would have to agree with the other Shitos in Rishonim that the Isser to build a menorah is something akin to the Isser of Avodah Zarah. We're worried, if you're going to make your own menorah, and you're going to make your own who knows what, people might come to like worship that stuff. It's an Isser based on Avodah Zarah, according to the Ramban. So this discussion, V'asuli Mikdash, V'shachanti B'socham, this pasuk is actually a fundamental machlok in the Rambam and the Ramban about whether the Kalim is included in the Mikdash or not. But here's the problem. Pasuk Tes. K'chol asher ani mar'e oscha eis tavnis ha-mishkan ve'eis tavnis kol kelav v'chein ta'asu. Zokt Rashi, all that I show you, the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, the image of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, v'chein ta'asu. What's v'chein ta'asu? L'doros. At L'doros, in all generations, you should do what I showed you. But here's the problem. Right? We're saying over here, the Mishkan and the Kalim. According to the Ramban, the Kalim is not part of the Mikdash. The Ramban's going to have to say it's like two separate mitzvahs. K'chash and amaroscha is tavnis ha-mishkan. It's one mitzvah. Tavnis kol kelav is a different mitzvah according to the Ramban. Right? The nafkamim between the Ramban and the Ramban, by the way, is there a mitzvah to build an aron? No? You see, for the Ramban, only those kelim that were used are included in the Mikdash. The aron was never used. They didn't use the aron for anything. So one keli that they didn't do nothing with, just stay there. Right? It's like a little paradoxal. For the Rambam, there's no mitzvah on binyan ha'aron. Okay, Chevra. These are some of the points we wanted to make on Truma. Thank you for coming. Have a good night. Thank you.